Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food, and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru, and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about, and you're disappointed, and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food. It's good food, and it's good for you. Use my code LEVELUP15, you'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros, there's micros. It's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15, 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
I got a call yesterday from Baskin Robbins. They said that they're down to only 5 flavors.
You're swelling up as I talk to you. Look at you. How's this? How's it doing?
Hello, ice cream. Having a good time? Running around?
What are you laughing at? Because I called your friend a fat pig, huh? You think that's funny?
Oh, no. I was just laughing earlier when you were talking to his belly.
Why you get a horse and live in the mountains someplace and don't bother anybody? Got a personality like a dead moth.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Instagram and Twitter, home_made_man. If you want some stickers, magnets, all that good stuff, I got it. You want it. Just let me send it to you. Okay? Do me a favor for a change. How about that? Just email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. How you doing? You good? You feeling all right? I'm feeling good. I'm locked in. I'm very uncomfortable. I'm locked in the production room at Cox Media Group Tampa right now. The podcast probably sounds much better this week, though, I bet. I'm talking into a real microphone, funneling it through a mixer into a professional recording system device. So I bet the podcast sounds a lot better. This week on the show, coming up, we got bedtime, which isn't going to sound great because it's recorded on an iPad. But I'm gonna compress it. I'm going to make it sound the best that it possibly can. And then later on, we got a clip from Stay Woke, which is a show that I co-host with Anna Hummel every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone. If you ever head over to hmbradio.com, you can read about Quan Alexander made his triumphant return to Tampa Bay, former linebacker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he got ejected in the first quarter. He was in and he was out, and he got ejected because he targeted quarterback Jameis Winston with a helmet-to-helmet hit. It was a big deal because after the game, the 49ers gave him the game ball. So that was a big deal. You can read about that over at hmbradio.com. And check that periodically because I do put up blogs from time to time, as well as the extra podcasts on Friday now, which I'm putting up. And this past one was about how it's football season, so we're talking a lot of football. I'm sorry if you're not into that, but if you're not, just, I don't know, skip it. But we're talking about, don't skip it. Listen to it anyways. But just, you know, don't like it. Just listen to it anyways for me. do me a solid. This is about doing me favors now. That's what we're doing. But anyway, the podcast is about how Florida college quarterbacks suck. All of them suck. Even the good ones end up being terrible in the pros. And I think it goes back to one man from the 90s. This is just a theory that I have. So check that out. Download the podcast, hmbradio.com. Get it on iTunes and Stitcher. Tell a friend about it. Tweet out the stuff. Retweet it. That always helps. And I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a lot. But again, this week's about doing me a favor. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. It's always there for you, ready to go. I'm ready to chat whenever you want to talk to me. I checked out Bill Burr's new special today. Came out on the 10th. That's when I'm recording this. A little bit early this week. I got to figure out more of a better time, because I feel like I talk about stuff in the news, and then by the time it gets to you, it's old news. So I think I'm going to start recording on Thursdays now in here, but this is Tuesday, the 10th, when I'm recording this. Spoiler alert. But I want to watch the football game on Thursday. The Bucks are playing on Thursday Night Football, so... And hopefully they won, I hope. I don't have much hope, though, after last week's performance, or the week before, by the time it gets to you, this will be 2 weeks. Oh, my gosh. So I watched Bill Burr's new special, and it was it reminded me a lot of Dave Chappelle's special. It just came out, Sticks and Stones. It's got fantastic reviews from the people and got panned by the critics. I expect this to be much of the same thing, because he talked about a lot of the same stuff. He went after the first half of the special. He went after the woke feminists, and he went after just the woke culture in general. And he went after Me Too. There was a lot of touchy subjects in there. But then the second half, he kind of just toned it down and went into "I'm a dad." And it was good, though. I loved it. It was great. I think it's going to end up being an important special, much like Dave Chappelle's. And I ironically said, hey, on Twitter, hey, any 22-year-olds, can you tell me why I shouldn't watch this special or enjoy it? I'd appreciate it. And then I guess because you can't tell tone over text, some 22-year-old tweeted at me, and it just goes, it's pretty misogynistic and pretty sexist, the first half. But if you can get through that, then the rest is pretty mediocre. And that's such a, like, obviously I was kidding, I think. And then I'm like, am I doing what I'm accusing this person of? Am I being oblivious to a joke? I don't want to do that because it's so obvious. And then she's answering, like, serious. So I don't want to, I just said thank you, 22-year-old, and left it at that. I felt like blocking the person immediately, honestly. But I'm like, well, maybe they're joking. I have to give them the benefit of the doubt because it was so obvious that it was a joke. But check it out, Paper Tiger. It's on Netflix. Super funny. And I don't remember laughing a lot, but just being like, damn, people need to hear this. I think it's important that people hear this. We have to get back to some sort of normalcy. And the culture is just so weird now. The media, you know, they panned Dave Chappelle's special. It's terrible. It's you know, all these things, sexist, racist. I saw one article where they called Dave Chappelle a white supremacist, which the real life is a comedy sketch now. He had a skit on the Chappelle show, Clayton Bigsby, that was the white Klan member. This is reality now. This is real life. He's a white supremacist now. Life is a comedy show. It's a comedy sketch. 813-693-2124. Did you see the special? Did you like it? What did you think about it? Did you hate it? Are you 22? I want to know what your feelings are if you're 22 years old, especially, and how you feel, how it made you feel. That's what's important to me. 813-693-2124. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvie Salon and Spa. T-R-U, V is in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. 89084 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. The Botox lady, she's a-coming. So you better look out. Get your appointment for your Botox. It's an iron for your face. It doesn't burn. It's just poison that's not poisoned anymore. They took the poison out of it, and now it just flattens your face so you look like a newborn in a sexy way, believe it or not. Somehow they pull that off. I don't know, but somehow it works. The ladies love it. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. All right, this week on bedtime. Oh, yeah. Bedtime is where I spend a little time in the sack. Just me and you. Just having some pillow talk. Talking about our lives. I'm not listening to you. I'm just talking and railroading right through you. Because that's what I do. But this week, you know, we were talking about Bill Burr's comedy special. And I hadn't seen it when I recorded this episode of, or segment of Bedtime. But I had seen Dave Chappelle's Sticks and Stones at this point. And it inspired me to get back out there and start having fun again. I was kind of timid and shy because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But you know what? Screw that, man. If your friends don't know who you are by now and they want to cut you off because you're not progressive enough, not woke enough, then you know what? You need to just let them go. But they won't. That's the thing. Because if they know you, you're friends. They'll understand. I got inspired by Mr. Chappelle to do something again that I hadn't done in a long time. So let's hear about it, shall we? Let's spend some time together in bed right here on the Homemade Broadcast.
My posting jokes on Facebook hiatus is over. Doesn't seem like a big deal. But for me, it was kind of a big deal. I dipped my toes back into the water to try to bring levity to Facebook, which is a heavy task, man. I'm telling you, everybody's out of their minds. I stopped posting years ago. I used to just kind of do jokes and stuff, things that I thought were funny that I wanted to share with my friends. Thought maybe they would get a chuckle out of it as well. I made this joke that just got blown so out of proportion because it was right after the election, or maybe even a little bit before the election. People were just on edge. And my peers, God bless them, but most of them are fools. And these are people that aren't my friends, by the way, that I'm talking about. I'm talking about these are people who got mad at me that don't know me, really, that we've had, it was somebody who I had on my podcast, some kid from this band, Sun Ghost, down in Miami. Fine young person, fine young man, got along good, became friends on Facebook, never spoke, never commented on each other's status, but this one he felt the need to comment on. Now, I don't remember exactly what I said in the post, but it was something, this was right after Haiti, the earthquake in Haiti, and the S-hole country comment came into play, that Trump said, called him an S-hole country or whatever. And I feel like, especially people in my peer group, they just deny reality. And like, my boss's daughter went to Haiti, and she said it was terrible. She went to go volunteer there. It was an S-hole. And, you know, an earthquake hit it. So it was kind of an S-hole at that time. And she saw people, you know, she got attacked down there. She's like, stuff happened, okay? It's not condemning everybody that lives down there, but there's, nobody understands. Like, she went there, she understands. But everybody is just, they're just trying to prove the other person wrong. And they'll take the opposite position just to take that position, just to take the opposite of what the person they hate says. Because they hate that person. It's really ridiculous. But I think the gist of the joke was that the only time these people have been to Haiti, these, you know, middle class kids who get to play in bands and, you know, go to art school. The only Haiti they've seen is from behind the resort gates where men with machine guns guard the resort. Something along those lines. I think it was a little punchier than that, but I don't really remember. But it was, I thought it was clearly, obviously a joke. But it wasn't. Because I had numerous people, I mean, just saying the most heinous things to me. I was shocked. And I was just like, wow, this is not what I want out of this website at all. So I'm just not going to post on here anymore. It's not worth it. People are too sensitive. They can't handle it. I don't want to alienate. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or, you know, make them upset. I was just, you know, trying to poke at you a little bit. That's all. Make you chuckle. And so I was like, oh, well, this, yeah, this just isn't worth it. I'm not going to do this anymore. But I actually talked to one of the other kids from that band. I can't remember his name. We're Instagram buddies, and he was just seemed reasonable. So I started talking to him. I don't even think that kid that got mad at me is in that band anymore. But I was chatting with he's the lead singer. I don't know. This is a few months ago. And I was telling him, you know, that experience with his friend spoiled me on Facebook. I said, it's just not worth it anymore. He goes, nah, man, you shouldn't let, you know, somebody, you know, change the way you do things. Yeah, I agree, but honestly, Facebook sucks anyways. It's for your grandma to post things on your wall and, you know, embarrass you and overshare. And it's not for us anymore. Kids don't use it. Our generation, 30-somethings, late 20s, we use Instagram now. Stay off there, mom, grandma. Instagram's not for you. You don't need one, okay? If you're listening to this, stay off of there. You stay on Facebook, okay? So, I thought I tweeted this joke, like Galvin from the Mike Calter Show does this thing. Whose tweet is it anyway? Where he kind of reads Bone Personality's Twitter accounts and you have to guess who it is. The other people on the show guess who it is. It's a great bit. And it kind of got me some, like, pop on the morning show, my tweets, because I'm an ass on Twitter. So I was like, oh, I need to start doing this more. I need to start being funny again. And, you know, write jokes and stuff, and that'll be good for my radio stuff too. Get my name read out in the morning show, so it's a double threat. So I started doing that, and I wrote this one that I thought was kind of funny, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead. I got a few people say something on Twitter, so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try to post this on Facebook just to give it a try, see what happens. I was so afraid. And I know this is totally stupid, too. I shouldn't be. It shouldn't matter. Who cares? But I was freaking nervous. And the premise of this joke was, the punchline involved women. And I'm a man. A white person. White men. Part of the patriarchy. And a lot of my friends are into this wacky stuff. This woke feminism type stuff. And I love them. Like, I hang out with them and we don't talk about any of that stuff. But I see them on the internet and they're lunatics. Complete lunatics. They post the craziest things and I'm just like, holy crap. But then, like, I had lunch with that person a few days before and that's never come up. We've never discussed any of that crap. But I was like, uh-oh, I don't want to upset anybody. But like the Dave Chappelle special, that kind of, influenced, I guess, my decision. It's got a 99% critic or audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Is that what that site is? The movie site? And 33% from the critics. So the media thinks that, the media just thinks that we, I don't know, that comedy's not funny anymore, and it is. It's probably never been better than it is right now, but they're just in a bubble, and they they just go with what they think is going to get clicks. And they go, you know, most of these people that write these articles are like just fresh out of college, have no life experience. I always look up what the author looks like. And I'm like, you don't know anything. Whenever I look these people up, you can just tell they're indoctrinated. They just got out of college and they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So this joke was, not saying this is my best work ever, but I said that, let me just look it up real quick. This is not good for, so I don't have to guess what I said. I can just tell you verbatim what I said. By the way, follow me on Twitter for gems like this at @home_made_man. Okay. The tweet in question was, and Facebook post, women posting pics of pages from books with random words highlighted is the pumpkin spice of social media. Not bad. Not bad, right? Not too shabs. But I was so afraid of the reaction that I was going to get from that because I'm a man and I'm part of this patriarchy and I was afraid I was going to make my friends mad. And it sucks feeling like that, like tiptoeing around, walking on eggshells around these people that you actually like and you want to, you know, spend time with. But nobody said anything. I mean, the ones I was worried about didn't really say anything, which maybe they didn't see it or, you know, maybe they didn't like it. So they just moved on and we probably will never talk about it. But then there was some that I was like, most people were good sports about the whole thing. Like the ladies liked it. Like they know. Women do that crap all the time. They know. So they were like, oh my gosh, yeah, you're right. So it's just basic. It's just a basic move, you know. So I feel a little better. I feel like we need to poke each other, mess with each other. Let's laugh. Let's joke with each other. And don't be afraid. Be Dave Chappelle. Okay? Don't worry about it. Just go for it, man. I mean, you're not going to be as funny as Dave Chappelle. But A for effort, right? At least got to give it a go. We have to live together. There's no community anymore. We have to be a community. We have to be family. And what do to your family? You pick on them relentlessly.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Uh-oh. I'm a little concerned that this quality, audio quality is too good, and bedtime's gonna, like, it's gonna be too jarring. Because I just recorded at my house through a mixer, and it kind of had, like, this dull hiss. This doesn't have that. This sounds great. So I hope it doesn't throw things off. If it does, let me know. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find me on Facebook if you are a boomer and still do that thing. HMB Radio, all one word. Click the like button, smash it. And you can message me over there too. So many ways. Everybody's just at your disposal. Whatever you want. It's crazy, man. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by homemadepodcasts.com. That's homemadepodcasts with an S.com. That's my little media consulting company that I'm trying to get off the ground. If you're interested in podcasting but don't know how to start, well, I can help you. Because I'm talking to you through that method currently. And doesn't it sound fantastic, folks? I mean, come on, you got to give it up. Visit homemadepodcast.com to get more information, whether it's, you know, RSS feeds, hardware, software, any of that good stuff. I can help you if you're a business and wants to reach new and existing clientele. Podcasting is a great way to do that. It's growing exponentially every year. So do not wait. Get in on the process now. Don't get left behind. homemadepodcasts.com, 813-693-2124. Or maybe you're a local business owner living in the Tampa Bay area and you're looking for an affordable form of advertising. Well, I know a guy, and it's me. Why not advertise with the Homemade Broadcast and HMB Radio? Reach thousands of people locally in the area who are eager to hear about your product or service. Visit hmbradio.com, hit the contact page, 813-693-2124. I look forward to hearing from you. So I saw that the Bahamas, started their cleanup from the devastation from Hurricane Dorian a few weeks back, and the totals are coming in of thousands of people are dead. And I saw a story where people were looking for donations for dogs. Can you imagine if we as human beings cared as much about people as we did dogs? Now, I like dogs. I think that they're important. I also think they're an abomination, that they shouldn't be around, that we made wolves into these passive creatures just for our own selfish needs to not feel lonely. I think that was cruel, but also dogs are pretty awesome. However, I feel like, yeah, there's a lot of dogs that need to be taken care of now, but there's also a lot of people that need to be taken care of, and I feel like we should probably put our resources towards the people and not necessarily towards the dogs. Is that mean? I don't think it is. I feel like it's just allocating resources to where they're most needed. And I think people are where we need to, people are worth more than dogs. Sorry. I know some people will disagree with that probably and say no. I've heard it said often from people that I know that they care more about animals than they do people, which I think they're lying. I think they're lying to themselves and trying to make a statement that's controversial. But I don't know. Maybe they believe it. I mean, I know a lot of dog moms, which, sorry, dog moms, you're neither of those things. You're not a dog and you're not a mom. You're a pet owner. That's your property. It's not a baby. I know it's cuddly and it's cute, but it's a piece of property. It's not a child. And I just saw people collecting these donate, like, we have to get these dogs off the island in the Bahamas. No, you need to get those people off that island and somewhere safe. That's the most important thing right now. I don't even think they should do anything for those dogs. I know that's terrible to say, but I feel like there's just so many people that need help that you have to put the resources, you have to put your time to what's most important. So I would say let the dogs die. That's a controversial statement right there. How do you feel about this? 813-693-2124. Am I just a POS? I don't think so. I think it's quite the opposite. I'm looking out for, I'm making a rational decision based on what is better. They're both life. That's true. But is one more valuable than the other? I think human beings are more valuable than dogs, both in utility and in importance. I feel like human beings are more special than dogs, mostly because we're natural, right? We created dogs over thousands of years of bastardizing wolves. I did a podcast about that in HMB Sites. You can find it. I think it's just called Dogs Are an Abomination Against God. If you want to go back into the archives and check that out. Like, if you had a choice where you had, you know, a dog, you know, the old conundrum where you're hanging off a cliff and you have a dog and you have, let's say, a child. And you, oh, I'm struggling. I don't know which one to drop. I'm dropping that dog in a heartbeat, like not even thinking about it. Wouldn't think twice, pulling up the kid. And I think anybody would. And I think if you say that you wouldn't, that if you would save the dog, you're a bad person. That's a crime. You should be ashamed of yourself. Like, you got some reckoning to do, brother or sister out there. That's some sick, sick stuff. But let me know. 813-693-2124.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Stay Woke is a radio program I co-host with my pal, Anna Hummel. It's on at midnights on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay. You can find it at TheBoneOnline.com, or you can download the 102.5 The Bone app. Just search 102.5 The Bone in the Google Play or iTunes store. Download it. It is free. You'll love it. You can get Stay Woke on demand because you sleep. You have a normal life. God bless you for that. I'm so jealous. So you can get Stay Woke on demand when you want it. And then you can get all the other fantastic Bone programming, all the way from Mike Calta to Drew Garabo, Roger and JP, Soul Brother Kevin, the Johnny B Show. All that stuff is right there, on demand when you want it. Plus weather, traffic, all that good stuff. Anna and I are both single people. We're in our 30s, and we're trying the online dating thing out. It's not going well. It's not going well, especially for me. And I told a story. I've just been having epically bad luck lately. This is the worst I've ever done in my entire life. I don't understand why, but it's just not going well for whatever reason. So I shared some of my horror stories on the program, and I want to share them with you here today. Please enjoy my misery and enjoy this clip from Stay Woke right here on the Homemade Broadcast.
I'll let you take it from here, Will. A few nights ago, you sent me a photograph of a woman. Why don't you describe her?
Look, I'm not, I don't want to be, I feel bad commenting on this person. I mean, a little bit, because I don't want to, you know, she's just out there. She's putting herself out there and being like, look, I want somebody to love me. And she should find love. However, it ain't going to be me. And I'm almost to the point where it's like, how dare you? How dare you, miss?
Folks.
I am not in your wheelhouse. I've done the thing, too, where I, like, wow, this girl's a goddamn model. Let me go ahead and throw my hat in the ring
right,
here.
Right, right.
And then usually I just don't get an answer. You go,
you're
okay.
Her model. You're her 10.
I'm her 10. This woman loves me, okay? She's 40 years old. She has 2 children. That's fine. You know, no, I'm almost 40. That's, you know,
you're
no big deal.
You're almost 40.
I'm getting there. I'll be almost 40 in a few months.
You're 34 and like 3/4.
And, you know, she's just looking for somebody to a companion.
Oh,
you know?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, a companion, Anna. That's all she's looking for, and I respect that. But I said no. You know, I paid for the service 1 month, $34.95. I don't have any money.
No, you don't.
I'm investing in myself here. I'm putting it out there. I want to, and with this service, you can see who likes you, right? It's OkCupid now is much like Tinder, Bumble, all of these other services where you swipe. It's a swiping thing, and then you can see who swiped on you is what you're paying for with this money. And she swiped on me once, and I went, oh, dear God. I've heard people described as Jabba the Hutt before, which I don't know if you know who that is.
Who that is.
Okay. It's a Star Wars reference, and I think it's overused. I don't think it's fair, but this person,
yeah.
God bless her heart, I'm sure she's a very nice person, looks like Jabba the Hutt.
I showed her to Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny said, is that Ralphie May?
Yes. And you know what? That's, to be honest with you, that's kind of a diss to Ralphie, if I can be honest. That looks like Ralphie May now, pretty much,
yeah.
if you dug him up. She's not a good-looking lady, okay? Let's just put it out there.
Folks, if I were to just to show you her face without her name, which is clearly female, you would be like, that's a disgusting dude. That's gross.
Yeah.
That's a gross old man.
She's got thinning hair. She's a mess. She's a complete disaster. Okay? And like I said, I get that you're trying to find somebody. And the last one I sent you last night, by the way, let's just go back a little bit.
Sure.
Because I complained about it a little bit last night. And then I got in my car afterwards, and I clicked the app, and I opened it, and there was a lady, I thought, was a lady. And I open this thing, and then I read I'm like, that's not a woman. There's no way that's a woman. That's a very muscular person for a lady. Yeah. Too muscular. She looks like me. And then I open, and then I go down. It's not a person. It's not a person. It's not a woman. Came out of the womb as a woman.
Right,
traditional. It's a drag queen, a black drag queen who looks like RuPaul, a knockoff version of RuPaul, is essentially what I matched with. And I sent that to you because I wanted to drive my car. Thank God I don't have to go over the bridge, because I probably would have just done it at that point. I was so done and so irritated with how everything was going down. And you enjoyed that. You laughed at that. And I got a chuckle out of it, too. And then today, I'm sitting there at work, and I got a message on my phone. And it said, Dorothy messaged you. And I went, oh, wow, Dorothy. Oh, God, what is this one going to be? Dorothy here. It's Jabba the Hutt. It's Jabba the Hutt messaged me. I already said no. I wasn't
you can
interested.
Say no.
I X'd. Nope. X'd it out. Thank you. No. And then I think OkCupid was like, listen, dude, this is what we got for you. Like you can
paid
$34.99.
We want to give you your money's worth.
I wish they would have nudged me a little bit and been like, listen, this is what we have. Now you can take it or you can drive off the Howard Franklin. Those are your two options. I would have appreciated that, but they're forcing Dorothy on me. No, Dorothy. Thank you. I appreciate your interest. No, I'm good. I don't want that. And I don't know what to do. I felt bad. I blocked Dorothy. I blocked Dorothy I don't want to look at her face anymore. I'm looking at the app. She's still there. I don't know what it is about this app. They should go away. They go away now. Nope. Still there. She's still there staring at me with her weird glasses, big face, just staring right at me. And I don't know what to do. I feel bad.
God damn. I almost want to. I know we can't post the photo.
No, we can't.
Can we like
we
block
can't.
Out the eyes and
I don't
post
think,
it?
I don't think
because
it's a good idea. I don't want
to. It's so good. Man.
I know. I don't want to.
And it would give the listeners so much more context because
know,
it's so gross.
Well, just post a photo of Jabba the Hutt and black out the eyes, and that's this person.
Okay.
I mean, who am I, right? To
who are you not who, to bring attention to this?
I don't know.
She's on a public forum.
No, she's not. I don't know if it's a public forum. You have to be a member to sign
up. Okay, but
right?
Anybody can be a member, right? Like
anybody can be a member, but it's kind of like an unspoken agreement. Like, look, you're here, I'm here. Don't put me on the internet, right? Can we all agree on that?
Maybe if we put a filter on it and maybe black out the eyes or something. Anyways, folks, take our word for it. It looks like an old man.
Listen, I don't go, like, out of the 1 out of 10 scale, I don't say 1, okay? Because that's a burn victim. That's somebody who's been completely engulfed in the flames, and, like, that's just the cards they've been dealt. That sucks, but you're a 1. She's a 1.5, I would say.
Yeah.
And she loves Bilbo. She wants her some Bilbo. That's me. And she's trying really hard. She swiped once, and then I don't know, maybe she had to pay extra money to, like, message me on top of that.
How does she message you even if you've extra?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how this app works.
Maybe she's paying more than you, where it's like you can kind of force yourself on somebody.
You can force yourself.
Even though they've said no thank you one time. Now, folks, I want to bring attention to this as well, because one of Will's best friends is killing the game.
Oh, all of them are doing great.
He's doing phenomenal. And I will say this about this person is that he's not a model. You know, if he looked like Garoppolo or something like that, or he looked like Gronk, you'd be like, of course he's pulling tens. Of course he's slaying the game.
Sure.
Now, your friend is attractive, but he's not a model.
I don't know. He's probably in the same wheelhouse I am, honestly. I feel like we're in the same category.
I would say he's very charismatic, much like you.
Uh-huh.
He's got a great personality. He's very kind. He's fun to be around. He's extremely positive. He makes people feel very welcome all the time. I enjoy spending time with your friend.
Great
guy. He's awesome.
Great guy. I love him.
Great guy. And he is slaying the game with women that you would say are, what, eights and maybe even nines?
They're getting into I would say, the eights to 8.5 range.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and that's really good.
That's
like,
incredible.
If I got an 8, I would just cash it in. I'd cash in my chips with an 8 right now, I think. But whatever's going on, I'm convinced, honestly, I think someone has a voodoo doll on me. I have never been, this is going to sound really egotistical, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest here. I've never been better than I am right now. And I did well. When I had my long hair, weirdo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Crushed.
Killing.
I did great. I'm getting Dorothy.
Now,
Dorothy and broke-ass RuPaul.
Do you think that the hair brought a certain element of, like, badassery, a rebel maybe, a renegade,
maybe.
Something where it was like, man, this guy goes against the grain, he goes against the system, he's an anarchist.
Yeah, you know what it is? I look like I had pot. I think. And then girls were like, well, maybe he's got pot at least. Oh, well, I'm here. I'll bang him. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. So I'm like, maybe I'll grow my hair back. Maybe much like Achilles, I lost my luster with when my hair went.
Right.
That's when it started to go downhill.
Heel. But here's the thing, which is so ironic, is that you look so much better with short hair.
See, that is all. See, maybe I was getting the weirdo freak chicks that like dudes, because there are some of those.
Of course.
And then not a lot of guys have long hair, so they were like, well, this is what I'm going to get.
Right, and it's very distinctive, and maybe they have a look. You look a little grungy, know? I get it. It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Jeez.
You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hey, it's Paul. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Paul, what is up?
Not much. I can relate to what Will is going through, but I want to back it up about 14 years before all these dating apps and everything. I was living in Sarasota at the time, and I was on Yahoo Dating at the time on the computer.
I don't even know what
that means. No phone.
I honestly don't.
Yahoo. Is that like Craigslist type thing?
Is that like You've Got Mail?
No. Yeah, like Yahoo, the Yahoo website used to have a dating link that you could, And I don't even think we had flip phones at the time. They were just the phones with the long antennas, you know. I mean, no pictures taken on the phones or anything like that. And so I was on there, and I was talking to this girl from Punta Gorda, and she didn't have a picture on her profile. I did on mine. And we got along very well and everything, and we started talking on the phone. And at one point I said, okay, I'm not shallow. I just would like to know who I'm talking to, what you look like or anything like
that.
And she was like, well, I'm about 160, about 5'10". I'm like, okay, no problem. That's okay. I'm 6'1". I was about 170 at the time.
Right.
No big deal. And so we finally decided to go on a blind date and met up in Port Charlotte. And I texted her when I got out of my car and said, I'm here. And she said, I'm here as well. And I looked over and she was walking between two pretty big trucks, pickup trucks.
Okay.
And she was taller than those pickup trucks were. And she had to like squeeze sideways to go between the two pickup trucks.
Okay. Boy. So she was tall, but was she also like large? Was she wide?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And,
she was as wide as the trucks and as tall as the trucks.
Almost as wide, but taller.
So what do you do at this point? You see this woman you're clearly not attracted to. I imagine you're going into panic mode. What does Paul do?
Well, she already knew what I looked like because I had a profile picture of myself, so she immediately recognized me. So I was like, oh, hell.
They've been married for 15 years.
We go in. No. So we go in and have dinner, and I couldn't run away. I told my roommate, my best friend, I'm like, just give me one of those, you know, cautionary calls, you know, just check in, like, you know, to see how it's going. And if I'm bailing out, I'm like, oh, my buddy's broken down. I got to go help him. Well, of course, he never called me.
What a
jerk.
So
we go in and, and
so did you bang her or what?
No.
Okay, so how'd you get out of the date? I mean, you obviously eat all of the food, or she did, and then you had to pay for all of her food.
You just
got like a trough full of just like cheesecake or whatever.
Was her name Dorothy, by the way?
Oh, man.
What's that?
Was her name Dorothy? And was it on OKCupid?
No, I honestly can't remember her name.
Okay.
I call her Princess Fiona because it sounded great from the get-go.
Okay.
And then when I finally saw her, I was like, oh, hell. But, you know, so I did the right thing. I was a gentleman, and I stayed there for dinner. And, you know, some bigger girls have beautiful faces, and they have, you know, nice attractions to it. Nice
and this one did not.
And everything.
Everything about it was
not
bad.
Not at all.
No redeeming qualities. Yeah, not good. And did you ever see her again?
No, I didn't even finish my meal, and she asked me if she could finish my meal for me. And I was like, oh, yes, of course, help yourself.
Oh,
and
boy.
Who
literally
paid for
the
date?
Next day I called her, and I did.
Okay.
Luckily, we didn't go to a very expensive place. I think we went to like Ruby Tuesdays or something like
that.
It didn't cost me much. I was making good money anyway, so it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same point, it was like the next day I kind of had to like lie to her and be like, oh, well, my ex and I got back together kind of thing. And we never talked again. But it was just after that point, I never trusted any dating site whatsoever at all.
So what is your relationship status right now?
Right now, I am currently married.
Oh, okay. Nice. So it worked out. I mean, not with her, but you found somebody.
Yeah.
All right. Good for you. Are you happy?
Yep.
She's right next to you.
We're No, she's not. We're going through a lot. We've been estranged for a few months and everything like that. She's got some dependence issues, and she's actually down in Florida. I live in Maine right now. She's actually down in Florida right now, dealing with all of that and everything, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, it's a process. But anyway.
All right, well, at least you're not with Tubbo, right? You know, it all worked out.
Ew.
Yeah, all right. No, beautiful.
I'm much better off.
Wonderful. Paul, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Have a great night. All right. Good weekend.
Love you guys.
There we go. Stay woke. Midnight's 102.5. The Bone. Thank God I'm not the only one. Paul made me feel a little better. How's your love life? Good? Do you have any good horror stories? I'd love to hear them. 813-693-2124. All right. With that, I'm going to get the hell out of here. I'm depressed as hell. At least Paul is with me. If you haven't, download the podcast because you get the HMB sides on Fridays free of charge. That's right. Believe it or not, I'm not charging for this. I know. So download that on iTunes, Google Play. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. I hope you have a great week. I love you. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Take care.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.